And welcome back to Front and Center, brought to you by Frontier Communications. I'm Dan Lovallo, and we are so pleased to be joined in studio by Krista Sterling, who is Director of Continuing Education at Central Connecticut State University. And Krista, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
You know, the exciting thing about continuing education is even after our college years, we're never too old to learn. Education is continuing, I think, until we take our last breath.
I know, and it should be. I mean, we have a quote on our website that says, you know, you never want to stop learning. I mean, that's what people need to think exactly like that, and that's what we're trying to promote.
And doesn't that motivate you as an individual, I think, to have that inquisitive mind?
Yes.
Always wanting to learn.
And I think, I can't quote it, but isn't there recent research that says that that's the one thing that staves off Alzheimer's, dementia, keeps you living longer, keeps you healthy, not only running and being active, but keeping your mind active.
Right, keeping your mind active.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a lot of great things at CCSU in regards to continuing education. I want to just take a look back at the Tech It Out 2016. What was that all about?
That was our summer program. It's our fourth year. We started it 4 years ago. I've been there about 3.5 years. And my job is really to work with a lot of the faculty and showcase the faculty, and they're super. So this is the fourth year, and we had over 250 kids that came to 16 different programs. And we call it Tech It Out because it's the theme of all the classes. So they're learning all kinds of technical skills along with robotics. They're doing Python programming. They're doing Minecraft, but they're not just playing. We tell the parents they're, you know, actually using a 3D printer and printing out little things from the Minecraft. They're doing 3D animation. We had a great class called The Power to Move where they actually worked with kids with disabilities. They built little cars. So parents got to see their little kids in these cars. It was the first time they were mobile. So all kinds of things, so kids know that technology is used in everything. Mm-hmm. And we really gear it towards everyone. So you don't have to want to be an engineer or want to be in IT, especially young girls. We say, like, anybody can. Mm-hmm. So it was great. It was great. It was so fun.
Which age group were we talking about?
The sweet spot is really middle school. I think that's where a lot of parents say, hey, this is where they're excited about this stuff. And maybe they don't want to go to soccer camp. You know, they have kids that want to learn different things. We did some third to fifth grade. They're a little young and wild. We may do it again. We had fourth and fifth grade in robotics. But middle school is the great spot. But we did have high school classes. But my sense is the 16 and 17-year-olds don't come. But the younger high school kids still want to come.
Right.
So, and a lot of mentoring, leadership skills they learn in these classes. So it's great. It's great.
Will you have that again next summer?
We will. And the nice thing is this is the second year we asked for sponsorship. So we raised about $26,000 from our title sponsor was Whelan Engineering. They're terrific, great, great folks, big supporters of CCSU. And we also had Stanley Black & Decker in New Britain, the Pettit Family Foundation, Trumpf, Burns & McDonald, and Polymer. So we hope to have more next year, and then we can pass that on to kids that maybe normally wouldn't be able to come.
That's terrific.
They're week-long, so.
Yeah. Now, you have Life in Leisure, which is currently underway at CCSU.
Yep.
Talk about that.
So we have the young end of the spectrum in the summertime, and now we're starting with the older end. I call them seniors, but, I mean, I could be that person. I don't know if I think I'm a senior. But it's really targeted over 50. We're kicking it off with our first event on Monday night, which is, it's a talk about 9/11. We have a history professor, Matt Warshauer, who's just super duper. If you've ever heard him speak, he has given talks all over the state about the Civil War. He's an expert. So he's really great, and he's giving just an interesting perspective on 9/11. So there'll be 7 more talks to follow over the course of the school year, so September to May. And then we'll have other programs intertwined. We're just kicking it off, so we're tweaking it and seeing how it goes. The feedback's been great. And we do a lot of, we host a lot of free events with AARP. Mm-hmm. And they're great.
Such as?
Such as Life Reimagined, if you've ever heard of that. We announced it, and we had about 100 people show up.
Wow.
So they give an hour and a half presentation on sort of what's next. Mm-hmm. So we had anywhere that's not limited to 50, but anywhere from 40 to 70. Then we did a fraud awareness event, a lunchtime event. We're doing a 50-plus job seeker event with them, and we're going to do free headshots. So that'll bring people in, I'm sure. Free headshots. So in another life reimagined. So they do a lot of great work, too.
Now, this Life and Leisure program, do you have to register for each talk, or do you register for the entire series? How does that work?
You can do either. For the event coming up Monday night, it's a free event. It's our first event. It's complimentary. So we give people the code CCSU911 to sign up if you want to sign up on our website, or just call me and if you want to bring a guest. So.
And they last for approximately how long?
They're scheduled 6 to 9. Okay. So about 6 to 6:30, I call it socializing. So we provide light appetizers, which is probably dinner for most people. There's a cash bar. And then at 6:30 is the talk. Goes till 7:30. We'll have a Q&A probably till 8:30 or 9, whenever people want to go. And it's right on campus. It's on the main campus in downtown New Britain in Alumni Hall.
Okay, so it's at the main campus.
Yes.
Alumni Hall.
Okay, yes.
It's very easy to get to. Plenty
it is.
Of parking.
It is. There's a lot of free garages. Yeah. It's a busy place. Yeah. I'd leave extra time. Yeah. But I have a GPS, like 165 El Agrasso is the GPS address you want to use if you want to go there.
Okay. CCSU is very vibrant. I've been on that campus numerous times, and there's a certain electricity on that campus. You know, you feel as if you're on a college campus.
You know what I think it is? It's all enclosed. So it feels very safe, and so the focal point is right in front of the student center, and you have a lot of new buildings, so people come and tour them. It is. It's really, the new residence hall is right near Alumni Hall. There's a new social sciences building, and then they're going to be building two new buildings at the other end. So I'm a graduate, so. so it's really a fun campus to be on. That's why we like having all the kids' programs on the main campus.
Sure.
They love being on campus. Yeah.
So, again, the first one is on Monday night, and it's the
9,
subject
12,
is going to be 9/11.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. Now, you also have a professional development program, and these are courses, classes for business. So explain that, particularly since this is a business-oriented program.
This is really our primary job, our primary goal as a department. We work with companies in the area, nonprofit, business, all kinds, to develop classes and professional development that they need for their employees. We have a lot of people that attend our classes that may not be working, but we also work directly with a lot of large corporations to develop training. One thing I really think, it's really hard to get people to take time to go to training, right? Like everybody talks about it. So it's really important to work with individuals to find out exactly what they need to focus on, so that you can work with that specific faculty member that has an expertise and bring that program to them. Mm-hmm. It's maybe a little more time consuming. You know, each class is a little bit different. So we have classes on our regular schedule that a lot of people come to. But my job is to really reach out and find out, okay, exactly what do you need to target and what do you need? And then we'll bring faculty in to address that need. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Now these are non-credit courses?
All of our stuff is non-credit.
Okay.
Correct, yeah. So I think the old continuing ed, what people think is that that's where you went to school to register for classes if you were going part-time or going during the summer.
Right.
So we're non-credit, and you're never too old. People say that all the time.
Well, and
I haven't been in school in a long time.
Well, that's a good starting point. You haven't been in school in a long time.
Right.
So how do you overcome that initial obstacle or that initial fear of going back to school, even in a non-credit atmosphere?
I think sometimes what helps is having someone to call and talk to. I mean, I hear that all the time, and it surprises me. Like the HR certificate that we do, we partner with the HRACC, which is a Connecticut group of SHRM, and we have older students, and they'll say, well, I haven't been there in a long time, so I just have to tell them, you're not the only one. Everybody's doing it. It's the right thing to do. It's going to help you. And so I think you just have to make people feel they just need someone to talk to.
And I'll bet the usual reaction afterwards is, Why didn't I do this sooner?
Yes, exactly. Or they love it. Yeah. They want to keep going back. Yeah, exactly.
Because you overcome that initial innate fear of going to something that you haven't been a part of for years.
Right.
You do it, and you go, man, this is not only easy,
it's fun.
Yes.
It's fun. And I'm learning new things, and I'm meeting like-minded people, because I think anyone would tell you one of the best things to do to find a job, even if you have a job, you don't want to end up like a lot of people in 2008 looking for a job. You have to go network. And the worst thing is to go network when you don't have a network. So if you start now, if we ever go through that again, then you're already out there and you're already learning and you already have a network. One of the ladies at AARP told me that. She was out of work and she said, network now and give back, and it's going to be the best thing for you.
Great advice.
Yeah, you meet lots of people.
Yeah. Now, I want to take a look at some of the courses that are offered by way of professional development, classes mm-hmm. for business. And let's start with human resources.
Okay.
So tell us about that.
So we have six classes that make up a non-credit certificate. And five of them are different topics. I think it's training and development, recruiting, employment and the law, and a couple of others. Then the last one is an integrated project. Right now, we get a lot of people that work in the HR field, and maybe people a little entry level in the field. They might have a degree, maybe a general degree, a liberal arts degree, maybe a degree in HR, like CCSU has a management degree with a focus in HR. But they want to come back and get some very targeted, and there it is again, that very targeted training. And our folks that are teaching it are professionals in these fields, and we have success stories we're publishing of people that have gotten jobs, and they've networked, other people have helped other people get jobs. So, but I also think that could be good for a young manager that maybe isn't familiar with a lot of HR rules, right? Nobody wants to go to HR.
Right.
So I think that it might be helpful if you were a young manager or starting out in management to learn some of these. It doesn't have to just be for HR people.
Right. Again, continuing education.
Right.
Another area that you deal with is social media. So talk about that.
Right. We have actually, I'm so excited because we have a new faculty member in the communications department. He's done a lot of work with social media at a lot of area schools. He's just super duper and excited. He's starting with a social media boot camp. I think it's September 21st. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to do 3 or 4 hours of just sort of getting your feet wet, learning a lot. A lot of people don't know about it, and there's a lot to learn. But he also has a certificate that he's offering, an online management and digital strategy certificate. Sounds scary? Has six different pieces to it. You could take them individually or get the certificate. And a lot of people will say, well, my company won't pay for it if it's non-credit. That may be true, but I would ask again and see if their training budget will pay for it. But You also want to get the knowledge. It's not always about what you can put on your resume. It's about what you really can learn. Because so many jobs now, you have to do so much. That's what I find in my job. I can't believe the skills that I use that I learned years ago.
We're a multitasking society.
We are. We don't have secretaries, right? You don't have, you don't have creative people.
Talking with Krista Sterling, Director of Continuing Education at Central Connecticut State University here on Front and Center. We're talking about the professional development courses, classes for businesses at the continuing education at CCSU. Talk a bit about project management, because that's another course that's offered.
That is. And that is, it's really, really popular. In fact, someone called me this morning about it and was asking, you know, how can it help my career? What can I do? So we offer two. The first one is a well-known class called PMP, Project Management Professional, which is a designation that a lot of people want. So it does carry a fair amount of weight on your resume. If you take the class, it's a prep class, and then you go and take the certification and pass the test. So it's to run, I think, multi-leveled projects. I don't have that designation, but the other one is a CAPM, which is a Certified Associates Project Management, which I call PMP Lite. So to be PMP certified, you need a certain number of hours of project management. You can demonstrate that in a lot of ways if you want it. But the CAPM is for someone that has less hours. It's not as well known, but I think it might catch on. So we'll probably try it again in the spring. But great skills. So I always tell people, let's say you're, you know, you've worked in sales all your life. Why not get a certificate that's in a completely different area to learn new skills rather than going back for sales training? Or if you're an accountant all your life, go out and get training in a different area. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
So just diversify. Learn what you can. I think you're more marketable.
And speaking of diversify, there's also another area, diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
How can you tell us about that?
So we're doing a diversity and inclusion conference. It's our second annual conference, November 17th, which is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. And we have four, maybe five, speakers from CCSU, so folks that teach this all the time, some really great topics. We do, and we're going to have an alum who's a global diversity manager from Novartis, be our keynote speaker at lunchtime, Richard Spada. So we're very excited to have him this year.
Well, that's great to get a keynote speaker of that prestige.
Yes, he works half in Boston and half in Switzerland. Yeah. So, okay. And we have a lot of classes as offshoots of that that people may want to come to on different diversity topics.
Now, you also have an area that deals with finance, right? A course finance, did I see that right?
We're actually going to be launching one, finance for non-finance managers. Oh. Maybe you saw that.
Oh, yes.
We're doing a lot of classes upcoming with our School of Business. We have a new dean. He's great. We have a lot of great professors over there. So that's one area. I don't know if it's published yet. The faculty are just getting back, getting in the groove. So I'll be hitting them up in a few weeks to get all our dates squared away. So
now, what about IT? What do you have in the area of IT that I see here?
We actually have an adjunct, again, in the School of Business. So these classes will be coming up. And he's going to be doing some short courses in security. And so you don't have to be an IT professional. But if you were working in an environment, but you wanted this to be, again, the multitasker manager. So you wanted to learn a little bit more about your IT system and its security and be able to talk intelligently. These would be good classes for you. We do a big GIS certificate. Have you heard of that?
No.
That is called, it stands for Geographic Information Systems. So it's a mapping system. So if there's data, you can map it. And it is taught by an alum of the geography department. It's great stuff. I mean, our 911 systems, police use it. Everybody uses GIS. So we have a lot of folks that get geography degrees. Then they come and get this non-credit certificate. And our instructor's fabulous. He makes sure everyone knows everything. People get jobs and they tell everybody, we have great stories from this certificate. And three classes, some of it's online. And they learn a lot about the Esri software, which is what all these organizations use. And you see it in municipalities, police stations, utility companies, but now you're starting to see it in, like, Travelers, I think, recently hired a GIS expert because everybody wants to map everything.
Right.
You want to, you know, track your data. You know, so.
And we're such a data-oriented society.
Exactly.
I mean, you have these programs out there for mind maps, right? How you think, all of that. So that would just seem to fall into that category.
It does. And I also think, I have a marketing background, sort of, and I think I want to get that certificate because I think, wow, that might help me understand where all of our customers are and where they live in little pockets. So it's great stuff.
Now, what's this area, customized training opportunities?
So, customized, a good example of that would be, we worked with a customer recently that called us because we had a writing course. We have a faculty member that does like a custom writing culture course. So she will go in and she will do a 3 or 4 hour seminar on writing. Writing is one thing everybody talks about, that everyone needs improvement, and it's really declining as a skill, I think, unfortunately, right?
Right.
Throughout the generation. So, but then, because that's not really enough, you know, just go to a training class. Afterwards, then you have online support. So, for example, one customer had 6 or 7 people that worked together. They got together. There was some internal problems, but they were uncovered in this training. And then one person was a non-native English speaker. So then they all worked together and were sending her their documents so that she could edit them and send them back and sort of get everybody on the same culture, speaking to their customers the same way, improving the writing, but working on their culture. So That's great. That's great.
Wow.
I know.
This is so exciting. While we have you here,
yes,
because I always like to ask our guests their careers and what influenced you to be in a career that would eventually lead to director of continuing education at a university.
I know, it's kind of interesting.
I mean, you didn't grow up wanting to do this, or did you? I mean, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I was a dance major at Central, okay. So I wanted to be, I always say I'm still dancing, just a different kind. But I ended up going back to school and getting my MBA and studying marketing. I did kind of always go back to school and take classes, and I liked learning, and I do teach part-time, at another college, so I've always really liked that atmosphere. I worked at another university in Hartford and helped with four-credit programs. So I kind of love the environment. But what I love the most is the faculty. You know, they're so excited about what they teach, and they're so passionate about the students. And, like, I don't know what it is, 85 or 90% of the kids that go to Central stay and work in the state. So, I mean, I feel so lucky to be in this kind of position, you know. But I do feel that my sales skills and the sales training classes I took, so I have all these like crazy things on my resume, really helped.
Well, define marketing. That's such a broad-based term, and it means more than going to the supermarket and buying the groceries. What is marketing?
I know. Oh, I don't know how you say it in one word, but we have an alum that has a company. It's called Impact, and he talks about inbound marketing, and that's really, really a trend now. It ties in with social media, and, you know, I'll pick up the phone and call anybody, and I do, but I also, you want to drive people to your website, and that's where a lot of that social media training comes in. So you want to be creating dialogue so that people know about you. On our continuing ed website, we have a blog, so we publish articles on all kinds of topics, you know, on HR, on IT, on, you know, just learning, adult learning, so that people will know what we're all about. So we want to drive people to our website. So that inbound marketing, I think, is really the trend. I mean, how do you cold call people anymore? There's no soliciting in a lot of places,
right?
I think marketing as we know it is completely, it's really, really changed.
Much different than when you first got into it then.
Exactly. So how do you find it? So everybody finds it on Google.
Right.
So we do a lot of Google work. I always joke, I have this really fabulous intern, and she says, well, if the video's more than 3 minutes, I don't watch it. So that's a challenge.
Right.
Nobody wants to go to a full-day training. They want it. There's a customer I have that did two-minute trainings with their employees.
Yeah, but can you learn?
No.
Can you, on a two-minute, I mean, obviously, there's got to be some discipline involved where you can at least devote more than 2 minutes. Right?
I you got to walk away with something, right? You got to have a takeaway. So, you know, in 3 words or less. But I think that's the challenge of everyone today. It's sort of keeping up with that. That's the big challenge with marketing. So.
And the idea, like you said, is to drive everybody to the website.
Exactly.
So you use all this social media that's out there.
I do. And we're publishing a lot of success stories. And, you know, it's so important for us to be good at what we do. So all the students that come through the training and the customers we work with, they have to be happy. And they have to say, yeah, I go to Central and I call continuing ed and they listen to me and they work with me and I'm going to recommend them. You know, that's so important today, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What makes a good salesperson?
Wow. I think today especially, it's not the car salesman. I think you have to absolutely have to ask good questions and you have to listen. Right, and you think you have to be passionate about what you do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, but you have to be inquisitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, you have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the other. Well, I just interviewed somebody the other day who said, when, for example, you go and buy a car, let the car salesman do 70% of the talking, and you do most of the listening.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
I mean, this is all part of a formula, so to speak.
It is, and I think we get a lot of calls. Even with the summer programs, I get a lot of parents that call me, and I want them to come to Central. I want them to be on campus. There's other options, so I have to find out what exactly they're looking for. You know, and it's amazing how many parents of young girls are afraid, like, oh, my daughter doesn't want to be in a class full of boys. I'm like, really? that's still like that, but okay, it is, right?
Right. Wow.
So, yeah.
Time is up. I can't believe it. It flew by.
Did I talk too much?
No, you did a great job. You did 70% of the talking.
That's right.
What else can we mention before we wrap up our program? What else would you like to
have? I just like to tell people the website, www.ccsu.edu/ConEd, and you'll see all of our programs there, our Life and Leisure series come Monday night. And I love to hear ideas. If you're looking for training or if you have an idea for a program you'd like, you know, shoot us an email or call me.
Krista, thanks very much for coming
on the
program.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Krista Sterling, Director of Continuing Education at Central Connecticut State University.